whether it's race, religion, sexuality, gender, or ethnicity. How we choose to identify ourselves is a personal reflection of who we are. However, currently in Queensland, transgender and intersex individuals do not have the freedom to have their gender legally represented and acknowledged by the government. People who identify as transgender or intersex are not legally eligible to apply to have their gender changed on their birth certificate without first undergoing gender reassignment surgery. However, as the surgery can be risky and expensive, many transgender people do not want to undergo it. Chairperson of the Queensland Action Group for LGBTIQ plus students, Dr. Janet Berry, believes as a result of this legislation, the transgender community is consequently being put at risk of mental health issues.
Well, there's a really wonderful piece of research being conducted at Curtin University in Western Australia, where they conducted a survey of transgender people right across the country. And they identified that transgender people are likely to have much more mental health problems, depression, anxiety, and, of course, sadly, even suicide, and than the general population. And the factors causing these problems very definitely is not being able to express or own their own identity.
Dr. Berry also believes the current legislation can have a devastating psychological impact on transgender children.
If you imagine a young person at school who has socially transitioned, so they've been through the whole process of transitioning, they've announced to the school, they've announced to their friends, and maybe family and socially neighbours, and then one day a teacher at the school inadvertently or deliberately refers to them by their past gender, their past name, their past gender. And can you just imagine how absolutely devastating and hurtful that would be if they were sitting in a classroom in front of all their other peer group, how awful that would be. In that situation, kids tend to run off home and really don't want to go back to school again.
In an effort to reduce and prevent psychological harm to transgender children, the Queensland Action Group for LGBTIQ plus students this year successfully applied to the Queensland Education Department to allow children to use documents other than their birth certificate for identification purposes. Now, when enrolling at schools, children can use other documents other than their birth certificate that allow for their gender to be changed, such as passports or a Medicare card. This means the only information that goes onto the school records of transgender students is their current name and their current gender. Although Dr. Berry says this is a progressive step forward for transgender rights, she is still fighting to change legislation in Queensland to make it possible for adults and young people to change their gender on their birth certificate without undergoing surgery. For transgender people who choose to have the surgery, there are still legal roadblocks. Before they are eligible to change the sex on their birth certificate, they must be over 18 years old. As same-sex marriage is still illegal in Australia, individuals who have undergone surgery must also divorce their husband or wife if they're married.
These people have maybe got families, they maybe have children, they may be quite happy to stay in that relationship, they maybe want to stay in that relationship with their partner, with their children, but they're not allowed to change their gender and stay married. And the impact there, of course, is on the children as well if the marriage is broken up.
Anti-Discrimination Commissioner of Queensland Kevin Cox says the legislative requirement can have an emotional and social impact on the lives of transgender people.
I've known in a number of cases where that hasn't affected the love of each other and people continue to be married. But again, that's a significant stigma and discrimination.
He believes the law is outdated and in need of amendment.
I think historically it's been a very binary identification. And so to be male, you had to have male genitalia, or if female, female genitalia. And the only way to do that was through medicalised procedures. And that's not appropriate. If people want to go down that road, well, then that's certainly an individual's choice. But there's many reasons why people can't or don't want to go down that road.
He argues every person has a right for their sex or gender identity to be recognised and respected in Australia.
I think once you have your sex affirmation counselling and that's been affirmed, then that should be enough.
Talking about reforms, he says there should be a national uniform approach in addressing this issue.
So that maybe needs to be led by the federal and state collaboration, and so that then there's universally, there is no difference between the states and territories, because states have responsibility for births, deaths and marriages, and Commonwealth has responsibility for visas, and so all of those things are linked.
Commissioner Cox says his organisation will be encouraging the government to make relevant changes so that people's gender identity can be recognised in all appropriate documentation. The Australian Human Rights Commission called for reforms back in 2009, and again in 2013 the issue was raised when Commissioner Cox called for changes during a review of the Births, Deaths and Marriages Act. However, so far, the Queensland government has made no steps to reform the law. Dr. Berry says her group wrote twice to the Attorney-General regarding changes to the legislation, but twice received the answer back that it was not a current priority of the Queensland government.
We were quite horrified by that, because being a mental health issue for these people, then what is a priority if it's not their own health, their well-being, their mental health?
According to Dr. Berry, at an open forum on LGBTI issues held at the Queensland University of Technology during Brisbane Pride Festival, the Attorney General Yvette Dar announced there would be a review of the Births, Deaths and Marriages Registration Act next year. Although Dr. Berry is hopeful the review will take place, she says she hasn't been able to confirm the Attorney General's statement in writing. That won't stop her, though, from continuing to fight for change.
We're going to push hard to try and get them to review the Births, Deaths and Marriages Registration Act as well.
So where does Queensland stand in comparison with the other states? Well, the Australian Territory changed legislation in 2014 to make it easier for people to change their gender on their birth certificates. Legislation has been introduced into Victoria's and South Australia's Parliament, and the issue is currently being examined in Tasmania. Despite several attempts at contacting the Attorney General, we were unable to get in touch with her. However, a spokesman for the Attorney General said the government was working on a number of issues the LGBTIQ community has identified among its priorities for social justice reform. Some of these issues include taking action on expunging historical convictions for homosexual offences, removing the so-called gay panic defence, and standardising the age of consent. The spokesman also said the government will continue to look at further reforms, including those being introduced in other jurisdictions. Dr. Berry says she hopes the Queensland government will keep up to date with the other states and do the right thing by transgender people and children. Mia Tyquin, 4ZZZ News.